Welcome to Thrilling Tales of Adventure. I'm Mardell, and now we return to Black Bartleby's Treasure by Jeffrey Farnall. Chapter 21, Telleth How the Said Fire Came About.
Lord love me, shipmate, here's you to hang at peep a day and a-smiling in your dreams.
What, Adam? Says I, sitting up.
In a few short hours, Martin, here will be 90-odd souls earnestly seeking to swing you up to the main yard, and you a-slumber and sweet as any innocent babe. Burn me, shipmate. I love you the better for it.
What of the fire, Adam?
Why, 'twas an excellent fire, Martin, and smoked bravely. What's more, it served its divers purposes whilst it lasted.
Is it out then, Adam? This 2 hours?
And what might you mean by its purposes? Well, mayhap you were one of them, Martin. Here's the second time fire hath served you well, you'll mind.
How? I cried, starting to my feet. Will you be telling me 'twas you set this fire going?
As to the other purpose, shipmate, 'tis yonder. Hark to it. And smiling grimly, Adam held up a sinewy finger, as from somewhere forward rose a confused and dismal wailing.
In heaven's name, what's toward now, Adam?
The crew are singing, Martin. Likewise, they dance. Presently they shall fall a-quarreling, then grow pot-valiant, all in regular and accepted order. Already one poor rogue hath been apt to demand the women of us, do you see?
To demand the women? Says I in gasping astonishment.
The women, Martin. My Lady Joan and her maid, do you see?
God's love, Adam, I cried, gripping his arm. And you, what said you to the vile dog?
Nout. I shot him.
Is the mutiny broke out then?
Not yet, shipmate, but 'tis coming. It is coming, which is very well.
And what hath brought things to this pass?
Rum, Martin. The fire was in the storeroom where there's rum aplenty, do you see? What was to prevent the rogues making off with a keg or so that chanced to lie handy?
Not I, shipmate, not I. And why not in the devil's name?
Because, Martin, says Adam, sitting at the table and beginning to set his papers in order, because there's not like liquor for putting the devil into a man, and of all liquor, commend me to rum, with a dash of tobacco or gunpowder, do you see? We shall be heaving dead men overboard ere dawn, I judge, and all along of this same rum, Martin. Black mutiny, murder, and sudden death, shipmate. And more's the pity, say I. But if Providence seeth fit, why, so be it.
Providence, quoth I, scowling down into his impassive face. Dare ye talk of Providence? 'Twas you set this bloody business afoot.
Aye, Martin, it was, says he, nodding. As to Providence, look ye now. If you can ape Providence to your own ends, which is vengeance and bloody murder, I can do as much for mine, which is to save the lives of such as stand true to me in the ship, not to mention the women. There's Tressady skulking below, and I have but contrived that the mutiny should come in my time rather than his and theirs. As it is, we are prepared. 15 stout lads lie in the roundhouse below, with musketoon and fusee, and every gun and swivel that will bear, falconet and patrero, aim to sweep the waste when they rush, as rush they will, Martin, when the drink hath maddened them properly.
And having maddened them with your hellish decoctions, you'll shoot the poor rogues down?
Aye, Martin, I will so, lest peradventure they shoot me.
Then besides, shipmate, what of the women? I have the Lady Joan and her maid to think on. 'Twould be an ill fate theirs in the hands of yon filthy rabblement. Hark to em yonder, hark what they sing.
For a while I could hear naught but a clamor of fierce shouts and hallooing. Then little by little this wild horse tumult rose and swelled to a fierce chant.
Some swam in rum to kingdom come, full many a lusty fellow, and since they're sped all stark and dead, They're flaming now in hell, oh, so cheerily, oh, hey, cheerily, oh, they're burning down in hell.
Do you hear it, Martin? Do you hear it? Shoot the poor rogues, do you say? Sink me, but I will so, if fortune be so kind. Yonder's short shrift and quick dispatch for me, shipmate, and then the women. Think of my Lady Joan writhing in their clutches. Hark ye to the lewd rogues, 'tis women now, hark to them. And here again their vile song burst forth with much the same obscenity as I had once heard sung by Abnegation Mings in a wood, and the which I will not here transcribe.
Well, shipmate, says Adam, glancing up from his papers, last of all, there's yourself. Here's you with a rope in prospect, unless you quit this ship. And yonder, Martin, yonder is the longboat towing astern, all stored and ready, a calm sea and a fair wind.
No more of that, says I angrily.
But will you dangle in a noose, Martin, when you might be away, and the longboat is tows astern of us, and with a fair wind, as I say, and
have done, says I, clenching my fist.
'Twould be the simplest thing in the world, Martin, he went on, leaning back in his chair and nodding up at me mighty pleasant.
Aye, a very simple matter for you to drop down from the stern galley yonder, do you see, and setting a course southwesterly, you should make our island in 24 hours or less, what with this wind and the sea so calm.
Never, cried I in growing fury. Come what will, I will stay aboard this ship until we reach our destination.
Says he, pinching his chin and eyeing me twixt narrowed lids.
Are ye still bent on naught but vengeance then? Why, and look ye, Martin, 'tis none so far to seek.
For seeing you may not reach the father,
why not smite him through the daughter? She'd make fine sport for our beastly crew. Hark to him roaring, sport for them, and a mighty full vengeance for you.
The table betwixt us hampered my blow, and then as I strove to come at him, I brought up with the muzzle of his pistol within a foot of my brow.
Easy, shipmate, easy, says he, leaning back in his chair, but keeping me covered.
Damned rogue, I panted.
True, he nodded. True, Martin, vengeance is kin to roguery, do you see? If you're for murdering the father, what's to hinder you from giving the proud daughter up to?
Steady, Martin, steady it is.
Your sudden ways be apt to startle a timid man, and my fingers on the trigger.
Looky now, shipmate, if your scheme of fine gentlemanly vengeance doth not permit of such methods towards a woman,
what's to prevent you going on another track and carrying her with you, safe from all chance of brutality? There's stowage for her in the long boat, which is a stout, roomy craft, now towing astern, stored and victualled, a smooth sea, a fair wind.
Harkee, Adam Penfeather, says I, choking with passion, once and for all, I bide on this ship till she brings us up off Hispaniola.
But then, Martin, she never will bring up off Hispaniola, not whiles I navigate her.
Ha! I cried. Doth my lady know of this? Doth Sir Rupert?
Not yet, Martin.
Then, by heaven, they shall learn this very hour.
I think not, Martin.
And I swear they shall. Let them hang me, and they will, but first they shall hear you intend to seize the ship to your own purposes. Aye, by God, they shall know you for the pirate you are.
Now, as I turned and strode for the door, I heard the sudden scrape of Adam's chair behind me, and whirling about, saw his pistol a-swinging above my head, felt the vicious, staggering blow, and reeling to the door, sank weakly to my knees, and thence seemed to plunge into a black immensity, and knew no more.
Please join me next week for more action on the high seas, on Thrilling Tales of Adventure.